time to look at the one of the underpinnings of the Nezikin, certainly one of the underpinnings of the categories of Hezek. So yesterday we learned that we went back to the Mishnah, and there are two mahalchim amongst the Bali Atosvis, Halim Shat in the Mishnah. So the mahalach of the Mari Katz is one that's easier for us to appreciate. Mari Katz says that there are in fact two ways of learning Pshat in the Mishnah. One is the way that we've been learning until now, and that is Rav Zavid's approach, and that in fact we conclude that we could not learn one of from the other of, that the Rav Yehuda Nasi gave us examples of this principle. Rav Zavid holds that the and Rava disagrees. Rava says that the Tana of the Mishnah was not giving us an example, the various examples, but the Tana of the Mishnah was being very, very precise in pointing out that you need Mava and Eish, but Lamasa, Bor, we could learn always from Bor plus another, and the purpose of the Mishnah is to point out at Sada Shava Shebahen that in fact, even though we could not learn Mavef from Karen, from Shore, and vice versa, but we can learn a Tzad HaShava Shebahen, and that is Mechayiv. Okay, different Pshatim in the Mishnah. So that is consistent, L'char, with Mari Katz's comment at the very beginning that we looked at. Tema. Yes. Tema. Tema le Rabbeinu, Maishna, the Tolda de Shabbos, Yafina Lomi Kroi, Beperek Habana de Shinan Heina. Ovois, Meheina, Toldas. Gemara Darsh is an Abona, Basisa Achas Meheina. So what does the Gemara say? Bekorban Chatas, Achas Meheina, Basisa. You'll do a chait. What do we learn more? Mehena is the Gemara Darshan. It's Hena Avos, Mehena told us. That when it comes to Shabbos, we have a. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Avos Malacha that I learned from Mishkan. And the Gemara, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, they told us. And then we understood that the Avos are defined, we Mechazal understood that Avos are defined by a Tayeles and by a Pu'ula. And Toldas will have the same Tayelas and a different Pu'ula. Right? The Ov is Zereya and the Tolda is watering. So it's the same Tayelas and a different Pu'ula. But then you need a Chiddush. The Torah says that you can't plant on Shabbos. So I don't know you can't water on Shabbos. I don't know you can't prune on Shabbos. I need a Chiddush to say. That and there is a cousin in a lima to say that planting is not planting. Planting is a concept of growing things in Shabbos. And if also, let's see the achas meyena. So we told us that the nizakin loy alfinin mikroy elam isvara. When it comes to mazikin, so the Torah says kiigach kiigov. So how do I know that it's also in the shicha? How do I know it's also beita? How do I know that the Torah is telling me that there is that kiigov kiigach is a concept? Kavonos Elazik says ubir b'steyacher. So Chazal explained ubir b'steyacher is shein or is rego. So how do I know that it's any kind of hezek which is lahanah, which is darkei b'hanah? So Gemara, so that's the Marikasa's Kasha. How do I know that Eish is other forms? It will also include Avnei Sekinim Asoi, Shenichin Reish Gagon, V'Nafel Baruch Mitzuya. So Marikat says, where is my Xeris HaKosov? Lo Yafinim Mikro Yelim Isvara. L'Kamen B'Shmaitz, and the whole sugi is based on Svara. Told us Marikat says that I need a lima l'gabi Shabbos because l'gabi Shabbos the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught me the malachas through Mishkan. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu would have said, "Don't do work on Shabbos," and I'll give you an example of those aspects of work, because Baruch would have just said, "Give me a list," and said, "These are the work you cannot do in Shabbos." He would have said it grammatically correct. These are the works. I'm not sure what it is. These are the. Or if Kadosh Baruch would have said, "You have to do Shvisa on Shabbos," then so give me 39 situations of Shvisa. So we alone would have said. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls them situations of Shvisa. That's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not saying don't put a seed in the ground. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying don't plant. If he calls it Shvisa, it means he wants you to rest. So if you don't do 39 specific acts on Shabbos, so then you're still going to be very, very busy. If you don't do 39 categories of Malacha on Shabbos, so then you're going to end up getting Shvisa. Right. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have just told us, I'm going to give you a list of 39, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Le'isasakom Malacha, and it says, Shom L'Shabbos L'Kadosha, and V'yem Shvi Tishvois, I know that those 39 are not specific actions, but they are categories, they're ovos. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't do 39 things that are listed in Mishkan. So now I don't know. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I have to... I can't build a Mishkan on Shabbos. Rest, don't build a Mikdash Mat on Shabbos. A whole different message. Shabbos is a Mikdash Mat. You don't need a whole different Russia. Once you introduce Mishkan. Is Mishkan part of the definition of Shabbos? or is Mishkan just the index of Malachis and Shabbos? A whole different message in Shabbos. Shabbos, your sole source of Kedusha. That's what people think sometimes, they don't go to Shul on Shabbos. And Shabbos, my sole source of Kedusha, I don't need to go to Shul, I don't need to daven, learn whatever. Right? So that's, they got the wrong message, right? But that would have been the message. So therefore, Arikat says, that's why when it comes to Shabbos, the Kedush Baruch Hu said, V'sisam me'yachas me'heina. Kedush Baruch Hu was saying, Mishkan is not the definition of Shabbos. Mishkan is the index of Shabbos. The one that was may have mentioned this, Chief Rabbi of South Africa, Gamal de Gavart. He said, because in the Midbar, the only malacha they did was for Mishkan. Right, so they say him lay bowl, so they didn't have to make clothes, because the clothes that they carried in Mitzrayim lasted for 40 years. They grew with them, right? They didn't have to do too much planting because they had them on. Right, so where did they see malachan in the Midbar? So maybe a little bit of the slav. It's machlokes how long the slav lasted, but bechlal when it came to, they had to build well according to one shita. There were none of Yaakovin. So they didn't build structures, they didn't prepare food, and they didn't do, they didn't make clothes. Right? That's the Dar Midrash, the Dar Deya. They learn all the time. So the mission was only an index, because when you speak in the Dar Midbar, what do they know with planting and sowing? You grew up in the Midbar. If you were a kid who grew up in the Midbar, so you didn't know anything about, you didn't know what Melacha was. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, look at the Mishkan. That's your index of Malach. It's only an index. So the Marikat says, when it comes to Mishkan, it's fakered. Louis, if Kadosh Baruch Hu would have told me, don't do Malach on Shabbos, I would know the 39 categories of, 39, the list is our categories of work. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it through the Mishkan. So now, Tzorach Iyun, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? How do we explain Malach Shabbos? So Vasisa Meyachas Meyena teaches me that the Malachis are not specific acts, but they are categories of activity. Also, now I know that the Mishkan is an index. The Mishkan is the list that teaches. However, I know I need Shvisa. I know it has to be categories of work. Ad kinei kach the Rambam Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam organized Hilchos Shabbos that from Perek Zayin and on are the Malachis. And then, if you remember correctly, but I don't, Chav Tes is Kiddush. I think around Yud Beis. Turns to the Ovis Malachis, and then there are several Perakim on Eitzah and on Erevin, and then Basic Gimel, the Rambam starts over again and does all the Drabbanans and organizes the Drabbanans in accordance with the Avos Malachis. And the Rambam begins the list of Drabbanans by saying, because Baruch Hu told us, Lishvois, and Chazal therefore gave us many Drabbanans, something along that, not quite that lush. It gave us different kinds of Drabbanans. Drabbanans that we have to be careful not to violate their rights, and they're abundant to extend the Shvisa. So Rambam was explaining to us that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the halachis in this way, that the malachis are to create Shvisa, so Chazal now extended the malachis to create further Shvisa. Right? Because of a whole dor v'dor, one needs to understand the avos malachis in order that they should address the shvisa that's required for that door. Sometimes midday rice and the rabbanon, but that's all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach of creating shvisa and Shabbos. If we would only refrain from the activities that people refrain from in the midbar, we wouldn't have Shabbos. Part of the chokhmas haTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's chokhma lekis, was to have not only categories that work for Shabbos, but then to give Chazal the ability to extend those. So, says the Marikatz, when it comes to Shabbos, the Yosisa Me'achas Me'heinu is a limud, so that we would not make a mistake. But Marikatz is arguing that Me'ikir Adover, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we're supposed to use our Svara to explain it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a list of activities, and he told us Shvitza, so we know that list is categories. Because when it comes to Shabbos, he may have made a mistake. When it comes to Nezikin, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, if you have an ox, and it gores somebody else, and it gores somebody else's property, you have to pay. But if your ox is bites and chews on something, if your ox rams something, it's not exactly the chumbah. So then you're not going to be chayav. So that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't establish any system of hezer k'tashlumin. So Mari Katz says, there's no indication in Chumash that would indicate otherwise. Right? There's no indication in Chumash that would say that there's any reason to think that the Mazikin are very, very specific acts and not categories. So Mari Katz says, so if you put this Shita together, Mari Katz is one of the Balei Tosfos, so then we're saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Oveis Melachos. The emes is that from the Oveis Melachos we have to establish Eitzad HaShoveh, right? And the emes is that we are going to be Oinshin Min Adin, because we're going to be Oinshin Mitam Svara. And then the emes is that the Mishnah is coming to establish that Mahalach of the Chazal, that they will be expanding all the Oveis, the Klu told us. And then the emes is that we would not have even needed all of the Oveis if not for Hilchosei and the various halachas that have to be described. The emes is that Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just told us we have a din of bor, we have a din of eish. You're on your own. You're good to go. We have bor, we have regel. Good to go. But then, because Baruch Hu wanted to give us a Ptur Bishus Arabim, and wanted to give us a Din of Tumman, and then a Ptur Kalim, Ba'odam, so we had to have categories, Lihil Chayseyin. One of the, in the sheet that says, I forget how many quotes, that is true for the Ovis of Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Avo. That they're all Lihil Chayseyin. That's part of the structure of the Ovis and Tolis. Good. And having said that, so the Gemara then has to raise the question of Tolis saying, Ki Yoitz Ben Alav Ki Yoitz Eivahen. That since the Mechayiv is a Mechayiv of Hatzad HaShoveh Shebehen, and since the Mechayiv will sometimes include two of us, but even it only includes one of, so the Gemara has to understand whether these particular halachas of Tomon, which we don't fully understand, maybe that's only Gavayesh. Mi Omar Lanu that Tomon is going to be the Abdus Kino Masoi. Maybe Odom Lekalim is a specific din in Bor. Mishum Havolim, Mishum Chavotoy. Me Yomar that if Abnei Sekinu Masoi, Borim is Galgel. We don't fully understand them to begin with. So if you have Exeris of Koz, you don't fully understand. So how are you going to know whether you should extend it to the Tolas? That's what I want to know. The whole Sugi is L'Chayseyin. The whole first mission is L'Chayseyin. Now the Gemara wants to know, well, he told me, the Mishnah says there are Oveis and Toldos. The Mishnah said that there are, that such as Machayev. The Mishnah alludes, according to Mari Katz, according to Rava, that there are specific halachas. The Mishnah leaves that one important detail. Those specific halachas that we do not understand, are they going to be limited to this specific example? One could have made a very, very strong argument that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us categories, and he gave us examples of those categories, and in those examples he said, "This is not the Xeris HaKosim." you should know that od mele kelim, that bor is a very, there's certain quirks of bor that you cannot figure out. There's a bor tes and a bor yud, and one is mamis, one's not mamis, and therefore legami yodim we're going to be more mekel, legami yishor we less mekel. We could have, we don't fully understand. But if it's if you build up, if you drop dirt in the middle of Shus HaRabim, so we know it's Mishum Chabota, we know Mishum Havola, what do we know? We know that the shore is going to, that it's going to pattern other than the Kelim. Right? We know because Baruch Hu said, Tom L'Gama Yesh, but I'm the Sekinah Masoi, Meicha Teisa. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the talk of the Din? Told the saying, Ki Yaitz and Lav Ki Yaitz Ibn. So you tell me to Dover Poshut, you have an Ovi, but told her, that's what it's for. I have Tumma. They're telling the Lav Davka. So that's the again, once the and that's what the Brisker was pointing out, that the Svara of the Sugya, the Chiddush of the Sugya is that I do have to fit every Av into these preset Avos. I have to fit every Tolda into the preset Avos. I do have to assign it. The emphasis is, we pointed this out, but I didn't stress it. When it comes to Shabbos, so the toldas do not have all the same halachas as the avos. For example, there is a very well accepted shita that toldas on Shabbos, I don't think we paskin this way, that malacha she'ena tzricha leguf is a patur in the Av and not a patur in the tolda. Or for example, when it comes to dosh is only got to be gedulei karka, but the toldas of dosh would be even non gedulei karka. Person squeezes plastic in Shabbos, gets an absorbent plastic and squeezes in Shabbos for Rechaya. I dish should only be gedulei karka. Toichen is probably even not in gedulei karka as a tolda. So when it comes to toldas and Shabbos, the Gemara says that kiyets ben legave chivichatois, but they're not entirely governed by all the hilchaseyin. So our sugya is saying when it comes to the toldas of Hezek, the hilchaseyin is complete. You know, to argue that tumen would only apply to the ov and not to the tolda, or to argue that the Tor Od Mekalim applies to the tolda would not be something that's so unlikely, given that you have that in Shabbos. Good. So now we have a mahalach. That's the marikatz. However, at the end of the day, how often do we refer to marikatz? There are a number of marikatz that come into the Shulchan, and because of its clarity, it's often referred to. But the emphasis is that it's not so geschmack to learn the Masechta and only figure out when to marikatz. But Bali Tosfos on the page, you have to figure it out. So the Bali Tosfos say, but the marikatz is a good foil, so to speak, to appreciate what Tosfos does not say. So first of all, we know that the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet of a Rebbe, pointed out the Tosfos in Bechoreis that says that Avos and Toldos, that Lagabe is the Avos Toldos structure is unique to Shabbos. V'sisa Achas Mehena is the Liman Lagabe Shabbos, and the Sochet Shiver points out that Tosfos says over there that Avos and Toldos would not apply to Kodshim. Right? In other words, the Ptur and Shabbos is an Iser Giza. You can't shear a sheep in Shabbos. The Mela we learn there are lots of Toldos. You can't pull anything out of, you can't detach anything from its chiyus on Shabbos. So if it's a doimim, so then it's going to be the ksira. But for example, we would not help an animal give birth on Shabbos. We'd have a goy help the animal give birth on Mishum Tzavah Lechayim. and we wouldn't do it ourselves. That's a form of giza according to some Bali Tosfos. Or we don't cut nails on Shabbos. That's the lechara form of giza. Right? So we learn in Shabbos that goizes includes all sorts of toldos. When it comes to hektish, though, there's an iser giza on psule mukdashim. There's no iser to be miyale to psule hektish, but there's an iser giza. So Tosfos says because the Gabbai Shabbos, the Rav hasn't told us. The Gabbai hektish, the Torah says you cannot shear the psule mukdashim, and there's an iser avoida. Can't do certain work with the Psulim Mikdash. But it's not, he told us. Echidesa told us. The Torah didn't say, he told us the Gabi God, it's a Psuli Hektish. See, the Sachat Shema says, you see, from that Tais was tucked away in Mecharis of Chav Hei, Omen Aleph, that Oves and told us do require a Limud. And that is consistent with our Tais that says, Ain oinchin min adin legave mominus, right? And that's what Tosfos points out. So legave the obvious and told us of Hezek, our Tosfos should require some kind of the makor that there is a din of that we have obvious and told us. Right? So our Tosfos says that L'chara you have to say that our Mishnah is Cholek on Ein Oinchin Min Adin L'Gabbai Mominus. Our Mishnah holds Oinchin Min Adin. Right? That's what Tosfos says. And that's L'chara the Hemshech of Tosfos. So Tosfos says that we really can learn the always one from the other. V'tan herich l'hagdol teru yadir uktsas kosha temvashma do enshin v'amenu adin. And in the Brisa it says, Ein Hashem Amunudin. So you know that the Rashba says, no, that's only the Gabe Bor, because Bor is so mechudishtik. But otherwise, Ein Hashem Amunudin. So Rashba would say that the Ovis and Toldas can only be learned through Kal V'Chaymer. I don't have Xeris HaKosov. I don't have Vises HaFahena. Right? But it's not a natural din. It's not something that, in other words, I'm assuming now, which is not a good assumption, but it still will be a consistent approach in the Bali Atosvas. It was the Bali Atosvas, which is a little bit sharper. The Bali Atosvas point out that there's a machlekes tandam where there's ancient and ancient minadin, correct? So if you hold ancient minadin, so now you have a consistent shita. You can say that all the toldos in Shabbos will come via the svara, right? Svara of a kal v'chomer, of a tzad shabbos. Correct? And so I don't need a Shabbos needs a gzeres hakosev. I cannot create isurin through a kal v'chomer. I can't create the lavin through a kal v'chomer. So Shabbos needs a posuk. But Gabbai Hezek, so I would say Oinchin Min Adin. We can use Svara. Alright? If you hold, and that's what the Mishnah points out. Tosfos said, Rashba says, but I have a Brice that says Ein Oinchin Min Adin. So then Rashba, and this is entirely consistent, says, yeah, the Gabi Bor, I would have thought Oinchin Min Adin, because it's Mominus. Because it's Svara. So I need a gzeirah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no, when it comes to bor, so mechudesh drink, don't touch bor. Don't start making kol mechudesh from bor. Right? Of course, we don't understand how the Rashbo learns the Gemara that says, ki shadisa bor benayo, correct? Okay, so I have to come back and explain that. But the Tosfos, but our Tosfos says that the Tana Hevrich Lahagdul Tevri B'yadir Uktsas Kosher. Our Tosfos leaves us hanging. Right? And one, and he says that our Mishnah is heavily redundant. Right? The Mishnah should have cut to the chase. The Mishnah should have said that Tzara Shove Shebehen, and they all have halachas. Instead, the Mishnah went through an exercise. Told you, well, it's like the send the basement. It's like an avodah. It's like homework, right? Le'areya shor kareya hamava, le'arava kareya shor. Right? It's an emes, right? It's true. So we work it out. Begin to work with the. Begin to understand the obvious and define them. It's an emes. It is an inconsequential emes. Right? Because the fact that I cannot learn Mabe from Shor is inconsequential. Because I can learn it from Bor and the Shame. Bor and Esh. Sheish ben Ruachaim Kari Esh is an emes. I could not learn Esh, but it's an inconsequential emes. Because I could get the same point by Bor. So Taisha says, so why is the Tana being Marish? I was on Tana wants to give us work to do, just to work out, like Avodas Perach, just work out these lines in the Mishnah for no reason. Right? Just sometimes in high school. Maybe not, maybe in Shiva Tana, so teachers give their kids work to do. Because it's good to have work. Right? Because otherwise they'll be bored, otherwise they'll watch television or something. So they give them work. Right? Instead of doing 5 problems in physics, do 10 problems in physics. So Taisa says that's what the Tana did. Tana gave us 3 lines in the Mishnah. You have to work them out, to figure them out. But at the end of the day, it wasn't necessary. They're all emistic. Right? That's what the man on the side, Yerushalayim Big, says, that to say that a dog that has a sniper in kaskesas is a kosher dog is an emes. Because every kaskesas is a sniper. It's an emes. And the Gemara is probably saying something deeper than that. That the simonim are not stam simonim. You think the simonim are the way that you find the kosher or not. The simon is the kashrus label. The simon is the OU. Kadosh Baruch Hu's OU or Chof K put the sniper in kaskesas. So that's the case. And just put, they just tell me kaskesas. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying the definition of a kosher and min is snapper and kaskesas. It's true that every kaskesas has a snapper. But my simonim are not stam a label to tell you what's kosher, not the directory. I'm telling you a min, there's a certain species of fish. Right? Not the scientific species. There's a larger species of fish, of which there are many categories that are scientific species. But there's one large species called kaskesas or snapper. I created it this way. I want you to see it this way. It wasn't just an accident that every kaskesas is a snapper. You know, this is Iberia. So I want you to understand, that is the dog akosha. All right. So that's lahagdol Torah lahadir. If the Torah was just teaching me, it was just giving me a practical directive of how to know whether it's kosher or not. So, okay, we could have said kaskesas, but that's not the emes. The emes is snapper for kaskesas. Lahagul Tera Lahadir. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the, defined it in the emistic broader term. So over here also, every line is an emistic line. It's just that if I want to understand, if I want to apply, figure out who's chayv to pay what, I don't need these lines. So that's what the Mishnah says, Atana Herech, that's what Taisha Laharech, Lahagdal Torah V'yadev, right? And that's why Taisha says, it sounds kosher, because now we've just said that you can be Oinshin Min Adin, because against the Mishnah, all right? But that's like what our Mishnah is old, that Oinshin Min Adin, then Mashma Oinshin Min Adin. And that's what Taisha is saying. Taisha is saying, against the Marikats, that Mitam Svara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the dinim to be marich, and to establish obvious and told us, Alal Pi Svara. Elamai, Taisha says it's not correct. Taisha says in Bechoreis that I need a makor. Hagdol Torah L'Hadir is a little bit difficult. So I pointed out the Maritz Chayis, the Rima Maritz Chayis. That's all part of the larger issue of Jewish Rekabel Schor. And I pointed out in the article that I wrote, that it's all part of a larger approach that Chazal modeled Torah Shebaalpeh after Torah Shebechsav. So in Torah Shebechsav, there's a point that based on Rabbi Alpert's comment, beginning by Yikra. So just like Chazal modeled the Torah, Rabbi Alpert points out by having an associative style, as opposed to a deductive style, right? The Nigra, Sefer Yikra, goes from halacha to halacha. Sometimes it's well organized. Sometimes we don't understand the organization. We don't understand exactly why we do kashrus in the middle of Torah's Kohenim. We should do kashrus per Karen. Shouldn't be Torah's Kohenim. We're all chayiv in kashrus. The Nigra, because since only kosher behemoth, it brought them as beya. So we're talking about kosher behemoth. Let's talk about kosher behemoth. Right? We're talking about mikdash. Let's talk about who cannot come into mikdash because it became a mitzvah. The Nigra. So Chazal did the same thing with a lot of associative. You have Sechtas Megillah. You get to the Zion, right? The Ches. So all of a sudden you have all the Yain Bains. We're not talking about any of those in Sechtas Megillah. But yes, we come to an Ein Bein, so we'll discuss other Ein Beins, right? So they have it all over the place in Shas. So Alfred said, because when Chazal formulated Torah Shebaal Peh, so Kolma the Tokun Chazal ke Ein De Raisa Tokun. So it comes to writing it also. See here also, because Baruch Hu is Lahagdul Torah Lahadir, has a Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Has parshas and chumash, the korin is lezakois to give us mitzvahs. So Chazal will also do that. That's the mahalach of the Maritz Chayes. But achrei kichlois hakol here is a little bit misleading, because even though if you learn very very carefully, you'll see that bor is not there. But it sounds like that from the Mishnayos you'd need all four, because otherwise you would not know all four. That's what I would like to suggest, that this Tosfos is the same as the Bali Tosfos in the Shita, that it's the Piskei Rosh, that is Din L'Hagdol Torah V'Adir. And that would explain to us how the Tosfos of Bechoreis understands the obvious and told us of Hezek. In other words, that if it's Taisha says having obvious and told us requires a axeris akosim, vasisim yachas v'yena. Taisha does not say what the Marikat says, that obvious and told us are built in to the Rabbanu Shlomo's Torah. And when you may misunderstand, then you need axeris akosim to put you back in the right track. Tosfos says for Karet that obvious and told us are darshaned for Shabbos. So you see, you need Xeris HaKosov. So what's the Xeris HaKosov when it comes to Hezek? So the Piskei Rosh says that that's what this Mishnah is telling us. That it's din yagdol teri v'yadir. What is the din of yagdol teri v'yadir? No, so we know what the din of yagdol teri v'yadir is, because we know that it's through that we expand the obvious and told us. Through a tzad shavah, through a kal v'chayma, through hekesh, right? So this mishnah, according to Piskei Rosh, and that's l'chara what the hemshech of our Tosfos. This mishnah is saying that Chazal are pointing out that we do apply that we don't need a pasuk to say that we will apply Hekesh and Sadashava and Kal V'chomer. Does it the Bita Shaturn and Rashispan? We need to understand why they would not be part of the hesitation to be Einish Min Adin, because here we have consequences. And that's what Tosfos says, that as I'm suggesting, that Tosfos does not simply say Yaglo Tera V'yadir, but Tosfos then what the Piskei Rosh points out. And that's why Tosfos says it right after, the Ktzas Kosha, because we have a Makor, we have the Mechilta that says, Ein Oin Shemin Adin. But Tan Herach Yaglo Tera V'yadir. If I'm correct in saying that this is not simply a description, but this is what the Piskei Rosh says, that the Tana is pointing out to us, consistent with Tosfos Mahalach and Mechoros, that we need to have a license, we need to have a Makor for Toldos. So here, the Makor of the Toldos is, that's Tana Shav Hashem, Niksas Kosha, the Mashma Do Oishim Bam Min Adin. And Tosfos later on says, yeah, we have a Makor for, we have Mekoros from the Mechilta that ain't Oinshin Mamun Adin. And we have Mekoros that Oinshin Mamun Adin. So, if we're correct in superimposing the Piskei Rosh onto this Tosfos, that using the same Lashon L'chayra, it's not the same thing as the Gemara in Chulin about Simonim. Because Lechaira, it's not so posh, but Lechaira, we don't have Svara Lagabe the Simonim. So over here, the Gemara is saying the Tannaim are arguing, but our Tana says that we are establishing momentous based on Svar, right? L'chara, we have a very strong source for that. Later on in the Masechta, the end of the fourth parak. And what the Gemara says when it comes to Mitzvah Rav Araya, Lomli Kra, Lomli Svara, you see that one of the Yesodos of all of the Mominus is a Svaradika, a logical principle. Well, Mitzvah Rav Araya, the Gemara says, Mitam Svara, the Gemara says that on Makoris and Chumash, but the Gemara raises the question, why do we need a Makoris? Mitam Svara? So we have a very strong Yisod, I wish to say that our Tanoim, the Tanoim that the Devir Nasi recorded, are the Tanoim we hold, Oin Shin Min Adin, not the Tanoim of the Mechilta. Right? And that's what Tesis points out. Umiyu Veperek Hapora, Dorish Ludrish, the Dorish Achrina. There was a Machalek Tanoim, whether we darshan, Kiyiftach Vechiyichra, as Lamed Chashan Shin Adin. So our Tanoim are the ones who hold Oinshim. What's the basis of that Machalekis? Whether Oinshim or Ein Oinshim. So what we're pointing out, we're pointing out that the. That there's a fundamental machlokes whether how we establish toldus. Marikat says svara lech ayram svara is Marikat says that obvious and toldus are part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak in very, very specific terms than was otherwise indicated. That's one malach. All right? And in our case, Lilchay Seim. Tosfos says that Oveis and Toldos are not part of the structure of Torah. He did Exeris HaKosev. V'sitzim Achas Mehena. What about when it comes to Mazikin? So, let's say, we know that the Rashba says Svara. Bor doesn't have Svara, but every other of his Svara has Oinshim and Adin. And our Taisva says, Tamachlaikas. Oinshim and Adin, Svara. Kalachayma. That's Din Yaglut Hervi Yadir. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us principles, and now we're supposed to be marked of those principles. There is what one could say, right? One could say that the Marikatz is following the sheet of Ein Hashem Amen Adin. So he says, I don't need Svara, I don't need, because Baruch Hu gave me, that's the language of the Torah. It speaks in Avos and Toldos. I don't need Svara to say, I don't need Xeris, I don't need Akal V'Choymer. I know that Bor isn't Bor, I know that Shor isn't Shor, I know that's a category. But I don't need a Kal V'Chomer to teach me that. Right, so those could be the two Malachim. Could be the Marikatz would say that you don't say Tzas Mashma that our Tanom are holding Oinshim and Adin. No, I have the maybe Machlekes Tanom, but we've accepted the Tanom would say Oinshim and Adin, that ain't Oinshim and Adin. But I have kolateruku. I don't need a kal v'chomer to teach me that shor is not specifically shor. It's poshut shor is not shor. The Taisa is saying no because Baruch Hu says shor. I don't know. It's not maybe it's zavka shor. No, but I have the din of oinshin. That oinshin momay min adin. An oinshin nefoshes min adin. An oinshin malchus min adin. But momen. There's no reason to say that I shouldn't be ancient momin min adin, and that's pshat and din yagdol teri miyadin. I pointed out that the Rav Yosef Engel explains the machlokes hatanoim of whether oinshin mom min adin or not points to a machlokes and how to understand ein oinshin min adin machlal. Why is it when it comes to malchus and nefoshes when are oinshin min adin? So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that the Machlokes Achronim is to what is and the understanding of Ein Oinchin Min Adin. The Marshal says, the Marshal says, Ein Oinchin Min Adin is because I'm afraid I'll be a pircha. But I can't kill somebody because I'm afraid they'll always be a pircha. How do I know? The halach is somebody later on, another basin come along and ask a kasha to Marashah and Sanhedrin. And the Prima Gadim says, Ein Oinchin Min Adin, because how do I know, al pi kol v'chomer, that my oinish will be a satisfactory oinish? Maybe it requires a greater oinish. Right? Kol v'chomer means a yois, that example A is kal, and it has a chomer dikadin of nefashas. So if I have a violation, it's more chomer, it should certainly have the punishment of nefashas. So if you go to him and says, what are you talking about? The kal gets off mishum nefashas, but the chomer may require a much more difficult oinish. Rachman al Islam. So how can you have a kal machayr when it comes to oinshin? So the Yosef Engel says, so perhaps that is the machloikis that the Tanoim had. That if you hold the oinshin min adin, it's because you're afraid that it will really not be good enough kapara. So when it comes to mominus, all right? So they have mominus, we're not worried about kapara. If you owe somebody, you owe somebody. You hurt somebody, you have to pay. You have to give it back. So we're not just saying, if hurting somebody through a boar is chayiv, so hurting somebody through a boar is also chayiv. Because you'll compare it, you'll say, it's heilich umazik. We're not looking at a kapara, we're looking at paying somebody for... Kapara, if you're talking about kapara, so maybe no. Maybe if you create a mazik that is misgaldel, so maybe it's not enough of a kapara. We're not talking about kapara. So when it comes to malchus and misa, so the Prima Gadim says the kal v'chomer doesn't tell you anything. Because something is more chomer, maybe it requires taka more chomer to take a kapara. But according to Marsha, if every dayan has to be a concern, then maybe there's going to be a pircha to my kal v'chomer, so I can be vaitzim amen. I'm a supik. Right? Maybe there'll be a pircha, the base is going to pass, and the ruin should be put to death. But maybe the I'll be svara. What's going to be if the generation they'll point out that I missed the logical step? So now I'm going to be made with somebody. No. I'm going to give my malchus. So Lani is daiti. I have trouble understanding this Rabbi Yosef Engel and Samarisha for the only following reasons. So, because Baruch Hu did give me a kal v'chomer, that is a midas a certain resume. So meicha teisa that I'm going to say because Baruch Hu gave me a kal v'chomer to work with, and I'm going to be more in than the Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to say I'm not choosing kal v'chomer. So who did you give the kal v'chomer to? If every time you do a kal v'chomer, you have to be concerned that maybe there'll be a pircha, so then you have no kal v'chomer left. So we should say only they're on the yud beis midrash to turn address, not yud gimel. Elamai, when it comes to the nefashas, so we have gzeiras hakosov that says mitzilu ha'eda. Very, very careful. You don't do nefashas unless you're 100% sure. All right? So that rules out kal v'chomer from nefashas. Malchus, exeris hakosav. So it rules out from malchus. But if you don't have a special exeris hakosav that says that you have to be super nervous about making a mistake, you use kal v'chomer. Otherwise, it's not the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah, it's not his immediate. So it's very hard for me to understand when it comes to mominus, and why we should say here we wouldn't use ein oinshim in a din. Okay, it comes to nefoshes and it comes to malchus and there's a kosev. You have to be very, very hesitant when it comes to mammonis. You have to. The role of the basin is to make sure that people are made whole and not damaged. So we use svara to determine. We should use svara. It's very hard for me to understand. Was pshat in oinshin that there should be a svara to say that when it comes to mominus, ein oinshin min adin, the prima godim doesn't apply. I don't understand. I understand what Rabbi Yisrael Engel is saying. That once the Marashah says ein oinshin min adin legabei nefashis, because maybe you make a mistake, maybe there's a pircha. So I can die and be mighty moment. I might have a raya. What I don't understand is that if I always have to be choishesh, so then I've severely limited kavuchem altogether. Yeah.
You didn't say that like that is the tsura of the midrash shatzar gashmehan, and the same svara that's telling us to make the kavuchomer is also telling us to limit the scope of it.
So limit to what are you left with?
That Rav Baruch Hu told us that we could use our svara as long as we're not punishing someone.
Yeah. So, and what's payment? Payment is that there's a victim over here. You have to take care of the victim also, no? New words in the nail?
Just going on.
Yeah?
This point, the Birkus Avraham makes chilek between different types of svaras.
Yeah.
We do apply Enoshim and then we don't. So it could possibly be that Dafka, in Kavachomer, we wouldn't say we wouldn't be Enoshim and then. But for other svaras, we do because of what they said.
Right. So, If one says that, then one could take the next step and say that it could be that a tzad shav shven is not a kal v'chomer. Right. Right. Is a tzad shav is a matzad is like roize ki roize a kal v'chomer, or is it a new mean that shatan addresses back? Is it? There are two ways to learn a matzad. Right? Gemara says that the Gemara says Kishadisa Bor. Right? Right? And this will answer the kasha we raised according to Rashba a little while ago. Gemara says you can learn from Bor. And the Rashba says you can't learn from Bor. Kavachayim. So Vaisa Chayis, that a Matzad is not a Kavachayim. Right, Hezra Dover. Gemara says in the Fehman base that if you have, you can begin with Bor, and you can say, look, Bor is a stationary Hezek, Yechayim, so certainly Chayim for every other Hezek. What are you talking about? Bor is Tchilas and Siyosel Hezek. So what just happened now? Did we just unravel the Kal V'Chomer altogether and say, no leg to stand on? Or do we need a band-aid to fix up our Kal V'Chomer? So the Gemara says, well, sure, we'll show you that, Eish will show you that even if it's not Tchilas HaSiyosel Ezek, it's also Chayiv. What did we just do? Did we just say your Kal V'Chomer really works because your Svara that was showing me that my Chomer is not really a chomer, it really is a chomer. So you're back in your kal v'chomer, so go weiter, we fixed you up. Right? You fixed up your kal v'chomer from Bor. Or did we just say, you're talking right, your kal v'chomer doesn't work, but I'm going to give you another mahalach, called a matzad, called a tzad shoveh. Bor will get you part of the way. It'll get you, it is some machayev, but then you hit a roadblock because it is not heilechu mazik, sorry, because it's tchilas hasiyos hezek, so now we'll get you all the way with another one of the obvious malachas. But two ways to look at which at the sugya and heimen beis. Sugya and heimen beis says ki shudisa bor. When you put bor amongst them, you will be able to learn everything. How? Two possibilities. Either that Kal V'chomer needs a prop, needs a band-aid, or we're not using Kal V'chomer. Our Kal V'chomer was unraveled when we said that a boar is so chomer because Tchelos HaSeos LeEzek, you cannot learn any other of from there. So I use it, so I drop my Kal V'chomer and I go with Matzah. Huge nafkamina L'chomer. If I'm propping up and giving a band-aid to my Kal V'chomer, so then I have a boar with a band-aid. So it has all the halachas of boar. On the other end, if I don't have a Kal V'chomer with a band-aid, I have a new limud called the Ma'atzad, then I have a tolda of boar plus eish. So about the coolest of boar plus eish. Right? If what I've done in Daf Heyman Beis was justified my Kal V'chomer because I hold that when it comes to Hezek Oinshim and Adin, right? Because I have Din Yaglo Teri V'yadir, so I can't be Oinshim and Adin. Or because I hold that the Bechlal Svar works and I have no reason to be Choshesh, because Baruch only said Einoish Nagabe Nefoshesh Nagabe Malkus not Nagabe Mominus. So then when I get, so then I have, I'm using a Kal V'chomer and my Kal V'chomer needs a little bit of an aid from another of, so that my Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. So then, Taka, it's boar. If it was a boar, will be a boar, and should have all the halachas of boar. Which is what the Rosh says. That it says in Siman Aleph, but referring to the Nefamah Beis. Right? On the other hand, if I hold Ein Oinshim Min Adin, and Lemasa, Lemaskona, I'm not using Kal V'chomer, Lemaskona, I'm using a Ma'atzad, I'm using a Hekesh. I don't need to prove that this is a Mar Chomer, Mar Kulde Gedin, which could be Mufrach later on. I'm using a Hekesh now. I'm using a different kind of Zerah Midah called a Ma'atzad. Maybe it's a form of Binyan Ov. The Prima Gonim wrote a Sefer on the Midas, on Darchi Alimud, not the way we use it now. It's called the Gan Shushanim. So he says, Matzad is not a Kal V'chomer, it's a different thing. So that's the case. So then, when I learn from Bor and Eish, either I have to say something along the lines of the Brisker Rav, that there's another din that has to be one of the obvious, or Aitaka will conclude the way that Echem and Agdelim concludes, and the way it sounds like from Tosfos and Rashi, and Lechori the way the Rashba has to say, because he won't have a Kal V'chomer coming from Bor, that it's a different Zeres HaKosuf, and I have to either say the Brisker Rav again, or I say Nechanami. It'll have the Peturim of both. Which is the Echem and Agdol that the Rosh quotes. Alright? So again, just as a sikum, we've developed two mahalchim in the sugyas. Alright? One mahalach is that the entirety of Torah is always and totally unless otherwise indicated. And that we can expand in L'chaira, that means that we expand the Ovis and Tolis in and of themselves, Al Pi Svaro. Look at an Ov, Magda the Ov, and that gives us the yod. L'chayra, if we're able to do that, l'chayra we should be able to be marcher further beyond any of and use two ovies together. That's the Mari Katz. When we are marchiv beyond, so at that point we have two malchim. We can be marchiv either with the kal v'chomer, which would stand to reason, that would be the easier approach to take. But the conclusion would be, at the end of the day, that the avos, that every tolda and every tolda learned from the avos ultimately fits into one of the avos. B'toras kal v'chomer. Begins an av, ends with an av. I use the siyua to make the kal v'chomer a good kal v'chomer. And that's the L'chay Sayyid. Me'idach, right? Me'idach. I could begin the sugya with the Valei Tosfos, right? Valei Tosfos point out that I need to have a source to teach me that there is that the Ovis have told us. That's the. What our mission is establishing is that the Ovis of Hezek have told us, right, not by their very nature, but they have told us because of its Tzad HaShava. And then the Tosfos would say that without a Tzad HaShava, right, I would not know that I could expand the Ovis. It's conceivable to say that because of the Tzad HaShava, that the Ovis, that any told I learn will have two Ovis and have the coolest of both Ovis, the Tosfos says on Gimel Amud Beis. doesn't have to necessarily fit into a specific of, like the shita that the Brisker of does not explain, like the position which the Rosh quotes, Yish Echman HaGdolim, have a kashan, a gvaldik kashan, have a terrace, but it stands to reason that I'm not using kal v'chomer. Machleik is tandam if I could use kal v'chomer or not, but maybe I'm not using kal v'chomer. I'm using a matzad. That would certainly be mukhar according to Rashba, because they can't use a kal mukhar certainly for bor. The matzad teaches me that I will have a further told us. That's din lagdol ter miyader. Because Baruch Hu gave us mahalchim midos shatoy de dreshes ben. Could be a kal v'chomer. That's one shita amongst the Tanakh. Sounds kosher. We have another shita. Can't use kal v'chomer. Using a matzad. Using a different svara. The upshot of that svara is that the toldos will be could be lav ki etzei ben. I want to say it properly. That the toldos will share properties of both ovis. Right? Because I'm not using kal v'chomer. So those are the two mahalchim that bring us through the sugya. Number one, our ovis and toldos, part of the fabric of all of Torah. Here I have ovis and toldos. Do I have them mitam some special approach? Tzad HaShava Shven din lagdol ter v'yader. Do we have them because that's the way Torah speaks b'chlal? And then, what is the rulings of the toldos? So we know what the answer is. How do we get there? Well, if they're toldos, they should have the be governed by the Ovis. If they are at Sada Shava, then either they have to be governed by both Ovis, or I need a special lima to tell me that I only have a set number of Ovis. And that will be consistent, each one in his own way, of how we learn Oitzin Arrangement in Adin. If you hold Oitzin in Adin, no, so then you have Kal Mechayim. If you have, and you don't need anything else to tell you, then you need to have separate Ovis. If you hold Ein Oitzin in Adin, so then either you have to say that this, that here Tzadah Shaveh is a different kind of a limud. Kal Mechayim wouldn't work, but others would work. Right, and that's the din Yagdul Teir Miyad, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. All right, so you have the two mahalakim from the sugya. Okay.
You want to get a mitzvah now?